This week, two different federal courts delivered two important and contradictory-seeming decisions about the way we may and may not consume digital entertainment. One of them involves reselling the music we own but don't really want to hear again. Come on, stop, please. And the other case involves a new digital streaming service that allows customers to watch any and all broadcast TV live over the Internet. Adam Liptak covers the law and the Supreme Court for the New York Times, and he has been following these cases. Adam, welcome to Studio 360.
Good to be here, Kurt.
So let's briefly recap. First, the company called Redigi is a platform that lets you resell the digital songs you bought from iTunes. Record companies argue that because the technology requires that a copy be made in that process, it's a copyright infringement, and a judge agreed. So how come and what does this imply?
Well, both of these cases really are about, in the digital age, what's an original, what's a copy. The old copyright concept that once you buy a book, once you buy a CD, it's yours. You can do with it what you want. You can lend it. You can sell it. It's a single material thing, and that's yours to do with as you will. When you buy a digital song, it's different. It sits on your computer. You can perhaps secrete away other copies of it. And this service, which is a little too clever by half, says what it's going to do is search your computer, move it to some kind of secure digital locker, resell it to somebody else. You can't listen to it anymore. You know, it's a lovely idea, but there are problems with it every step of the way, both as a matter of law and as a matter of technology, because they don't know for sure that you haven't kept a copy. And it just doesn't fit with the way the law thinks about this stuff. And it doesn't really fit with technological reality either.
Well, it certainly doesn't fit with the law, which was passed 37 years ago before any of this stuff existed. But on the common sense basis, I still think when I buy a song or buy an album that I've bought it. But this says, nah, you haven't really. You're leasing it. You're licensing it.
Well, what the judge said here is he gets that. And he understands that we'd like to think of it as a CD, which we can take down to the used record shop and get $2 for. But the current law really treats these things as reproductions, as copies, and not as a single unitary material object that you're moving from place to place.
This company at least was trying to do the right thing of saying, no, when you sell it, we're going to disable your ability to play it. So they weren't being the kind of brazen pirates that we've had in the past.
No, they're trying to work it out. And even after this decision, they've announced that they've got a fresh new idea. And, you know, the techies are smart. And maybe they can find something that actually achieves what I don't think anybody should object to, which is if it's a single copy and you're not going to listen to it anymore and somebody else will, why shouldn't you be able to sell that?
The other big digital ruling this week concerned a company called Aereo, which is a new service that streams essentially live broadcast TV to you over the Internet if you pay them. This was a federal appeals court, a higher court. What was the ruling there?
So this is another instance which sounds like it might be too clever by half, but this one was just clever enough. The ruling was that just as you can get free broadcast TV by putting rabbit ears on your television,
the way we all used to do.
Right. You can, if you're a Barry Diller-backed company, set up a farm of rabbit ears in Brooklyn and allow people to have their own individually assigned antenna through which they would receive and record through DVRs broadcast television for $8 or $12 a month. And the court, in a preliminary ruling, but an important one, refused to block that business model. And promptly on the heels of the ruling, the company announces that it's going to roll this service out to a couple dozen cities around the country.
So the short version of the takeaway of each of these is record buyers, sorry, TV watchers, you're in luck.
Well, it again turns on this interesting idea of what's unique, what's one at a time. And here the court was persuaded that the individual antenna makes it enough of a one-of-a-time thing.
Have you, unlike me, used either of these services?
No, I haven't. But people younger than us, Kurt, really, really hate paying the $200 cable bill. So I think this service plus Netflix plus Hulu, you can basically get the complete menu of what you want to watch, including with this, the Super Bowl and the Oscars and so on, which is the missing link in a lot of people's viewing habits. So I think that this Aereo thing really could be huge.
So what is the likelihood of these cases ending up before the Supreme Court?
Well, it's almost impossible to write a newspaper article about the law without a line in there saying these cases could go to the Supreme Court. But both of these are the kinds of things the court might well be interested in, if for no other reason than the economic stakes are so high and the lawyers on both sides are so good that it may be something the court feels it needs to weigh in on.
Although, as you say, the piecemeal approach by courts doesn't seem to be what we as a society really want. So I guess, back to Congress. It really is up to the Congress of the United States to massively redraft these laws.
The correct answer would be for the Copyright Act to take account of where we are now, not in 1976. But given the huge economic interests on both sides and Congress's propensity for gridlock to begin with, I wouldn't put a big bet on that. Right. So the correct answer is it should be Congress, and the likely real-world answer is it's going to be the courts.
Adam Liptak, thank you very much.
Good to be here.
Adam Liptak covers the law and the Supreme Court for the New York Times. So tell us what you think. Should we be able to resell our used MP3s? Should it be legal to stream live broadcast TV over the internet without the networks getting a dime? Do the confusions of our digital era make your brain feel like exploding sometimes? Leave us a comment at studio360.org.